I celebrated Eid on Tuesday. Mubarak to you. After the moon was sighted in London, I have been told to make a qada fast. Do I need to make a qada fast? You only have to make... I think what you need to do is stop asking these questions and go and educate yourself on what the whole issue is about. Otherwise, you're just going to be... One side is going to tell you do one thing and the other side is going to tell you do something else. And that's confusing. So what people need to seriously do, especially in this masjid, because, you know, we have... you know, basically we have a significant amount on one side, we have a significant amount on the other side, and I think we need to take this seriously, right? And we can't keep burying our heads in the sand. So I think what everybody should do, including the women, is to actually go and research the matter. That's your responsibility as a Muslim, right? To go and research the matter of something that is confusing. Clearly, by your example, by your question, it shows you're confused. You don't know, really know what the matter is, right? So you go and you study this. And then if you become, and I'm not going to tell you which way is the better way. I'm not going to mention that to you, right? Because I want you to go and study this. And after you've objectively studied both sides, then you will know whether you need to make a qadha or not. Right? You will know whether you need to make a qadha or not. So that's what you should do. You should go and study it. Look at the stuff on Wifaqul Ulama, because they have a lot of the material that speaks about not following Saudi. And I'm not sure where the material is in following Saudi. I don't know. Do you guys know where that material is? Right? So I don't know where that material is. You can look for it. Or you can ask those who follow that. So what you need to do is you need to figure this out. You need to understand it. And there are seminars that people hold, and there are seminars online about this thing as well, to understand what it is. And then if you decide that, you know, that's basically what I would suggest that you do. Because basically, if people think it's completely fine to follow Saudi, they don't need to make a qadha. And if people who think that it was a problematic sighting and they should not follow Saudi, they should follow others, then that person should make a qadha if they celebrated it on Tuesday.
The point of a lecture is to encourage people to act, to get further, an inspiration, an encouragement, persuasion. The next step is to actually start learning seriously, to read books, to take on a subject of Islam and to understand all the subjects of Islam, at least at their basic level, so that we can become more aware of what our deen wants from us. And that's why we started Rayyan courses, so that you can actually take organized lectures on demand whenever you have free time, especially, for example, the Islamic Essentials course that we have on there, the Islamic Essentials Certificate, which you take 20 short modules. And at the end of that, inshallah, you will have gotten the basics of most of the most important topics in Islam, and you'll feel a lot more confident. You don't have to leave lectures behind. You can continue to leave, to listen to lectures, but you need to have this more sustained study as well. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.